Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining another episode of the Launchpad series, where we showcase critical line of business applications on Windows and other Microsoft technology platform that are being used in manufacturing, in design firms, healthcare facilities, and other industries, alongside with education institutions. With me today is Mike Zink from Siemens. Mike?
Well, thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So I know that you spend a lot of time in the manufacturing environment. And before we get into the 3D visualization and how mobility can really play a role in making design process faster, why don't you share with us a little bit about yourself, like how you have come to get into this hardware manufacturing space, and then now you're in a Siemens software division. So walk us through your journey.
Okay, thanks. It's been a good one. So I'm currently a senior product manager in the corporate technology office at Siemens PLM Software. And I have responsibility for several products that deal with JT, the JT Toolkit, JT2Go. I also look after PLM XML. And my background involves manufacturing for almost 35 years. I was a tool and die maker by trade, and I found my way into software through CNC. And here I am today working for Siemens as a senior product manager.
Wow. And I know a lot of friends there in the CNC space, and really I've known them in turning themselves from manufacturing into software because of CNC, that kind of a renaissance period too.
Right.
So it's great to see another cohort like that. For us, I think, and for the audience too, it's important for them to understand more about your product offering from a Siemens standpoint. And I think more importantly also, what are the challenges that engineers and designers are facing today, and how the PLM software, specifically JT2Go from Siemens, can really help them do a better job, faster job, more efficient job in dealing with the workloads. Because you know, I think the world is fast, moving much faster than before. And you know, from my experience, paper designs and paper drawings are really not keeping the pace that's needed for making quick turns on design, right?
Right. Yeah, I think you've hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah. So with that, tell us a bit more for the audience who Siemens, specifically the PLM division, is. What do you guys do? What type of solution do you provide for various verticals?
So Siemens PLM Software is part of the digital manufacturing division of Siemens. Mm-hmm. And we're all about solving our customers' toughest problems as they bring products to market. We provide for them a single, transparent environment where the users can access their data from all sources. It's external sources and PLM sources. And what we want to do is make sure that we're delivering the right data to the right user at the right time, because PLM data is enormous. There's a lot of information. So when it's your time to do your job, you want to make sure that you have access to the right data that's relevant to your task. Our products allow people to evaluate their full product line for design, mechanical, electrical, software, and this is what's on this represented here. We've got a full product suite that really serves a global industry, and Siemens does all of the industries that you see here today make use of our technology to bring their products to market. And we're really about bringing 3D data to our customers to solve their business problems anytime, anywhere.
Right, right. Well, that's excellent. That's definitely. This is probably just the tip of the iceberg solution you can bring, but that's super helpful. Now, I think given that the world is moving so fast now, and I remember that in my old days, my first job when I was working for manufacturing companies, there were a lot of issues that we have to deal with because there's paper drawings everywhere. And I remember there was one time when the modelist said, hey, you know, I can't just be printing these drawings all the time. Can you kind of trim down your request? So it's kind of have a bit of a recurring theme when we're preparing for this presentation,
right,
that there's quite a bit of issues in the space, and Siemens is quite squarely in the middle of helping solve that. So can you walk us through what are the things that have been bubbling up for the past years that through your customer conversations?
Yes, and so you reference paper drawings quite a bit, and really, that is what one of the biggest problems that people have today is we still haven't been able to achieve a paperless drawing environment. People have been very successful with visualization. With 3D visualization, it helps enable their business processes. but they still have to get all the data to all the users, and they need to get it to them in a format that they can be successful with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's where you're constrained when you have to create drawings for everything. Each time you release a drawing, there's review for the drawing, there's cost, and there's just the ability to share data in multiple environments easily. And like you referenced, sometimes you have very, very large drawings. Mm-hmm. Or people will get together to look at a model, and everybody doesn't have the drawing.
Right.
So paperless has been a vision, and I think we're near realizing it with what we'll talk about today, mm-hmm. JT being a primary component of that. And one of the reasons why we can do this is because JT has what's called product manufacturing information within the context of the format.
Right.
And PMI data, it has to be exactly what's in the model. Just like when you create prints, people would check prints to make sure that they're accurate. Well, when you put it into a 3D model, it has to be that accurate too. And this is an important part of how people use JT, is that they use the product manufacturing information in place of a print.
Right, and my understanding then is the PMI information could be like the kind of materials, the kind of grade of steel or aluminum that's being used, and we know that there are different expansion coefficients, tons of things that can play a role to make or not make the design work, right?
Right. Yeah, and it's about more than just dimensions, as you're saying. It's about bringing all the data that you need down the process stream to users in the form of properties so they can tell just the things that you've mentioned.
Right. So you just mentioned kind of the cost of drawing creation. So what seems to happen where are the things that we can actually trim off cost?
So when people create CAD models, it's a whole nother task to go and create a drawing. And what's happening today in most systems is product manufacturing information is created as part of the process of making the model. So why go create a whole nother print when you can just deliver that information and communicate the same piece?
Right.
And that's where the cost of creating drawings and the cost of the personnel, the resources that are required to do it, this is all very significantly impacted by going to a visualization format like JT that has the ability to convey product manufacturing information, or PMI. We call it PMI.
Right, that's right. So how do they talk to each other?
Well, so that's exactly the problem, is that traditionally people would do a lot of things with data reentry. They'd maybe use a neutral representation. But the idea was that they wanted to get that information out to other disciplines, like procurement, or maybe somebody's doing a video for a sales officer, or cost estimating. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about JT is that you can kind of keep your IP secure away. You can share precise information. You can share product manufacturing information, but you can keep kind of the recipe for your product secure and out of JT. That's one of the benefits of the product.
Right, because you can maintain the right level of information sharing without giving away your proprietary intellectual property.
Right.
Share with the audience like what kind of work has been done in creating this JT open format or data format for different companies to use worldwide.
Right. So JT has been around for about 15 years. It's actually not something new. And it was originated just primarily as a visualization format.
Right.
Today, JT has been accepted by ISO as a standard, international standard, ISO 14306, for viewing and collaboration. Mm-hmm. And what JT contains is it's got a precise geometry representation which can be used directly, or it can be incorporated into other systems. It also has, as we said, the product manufacturing information. It has tessellated content that's easily rendered for viewing systems, and it has properties as metadata. So it's a complete package of information, but what it doesn't have is the design intent. The intellectual property is not incorporated into the JT file, which makes it easy for people to share it. And you can also strip content out of a JT file depending on your business requirement.
Right.
So it makes it a format that can go into a lot of workflows because it's pretty flexible.
And so it sounds like it's the level of data package from a JT standpoint could be tailored to different work groups, different roles in a manufacturing organization.
Exactly.
From designer to modelers and machinists to possibly like a procurement manager, just to go and, you know, look for bids for a particular special part.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Now, with that, you talk a lot about like 3D JT type of data. How do you manipulate it? How do you share it? Can you share with us how your tool, your app, JT to go to run on Windows 8.1 can do that work?
Yes. So the thing about JT to go, we knew that, so we have something called the JT Open Program. Mm-hmm. The JT Open Program was created by a group of like-minded corporate entities that had heavily invested in JT, and they saw the value for it, and they wanted to make sure that that continued forward in industry so that they could continue to use it and they could get more people to use it too. And what that does then is it makes more JT data available and it makes it easier for you to share. So it increases the reach. Now, if you're going to increase the reach of a format, you've got to be able to look at it. That's the whole purpose of what we're doing. That was where JT2Go came in. So JT2Go became the mechanism that allowed people to view the content in non-traditional workflows. If you want to do things for procurement, you know, if you want to get the work, you want to get the content into someone else's hands so that they can view it and make decisions, that's where JT2Go and with JT come in.
Right. So it really is a right size type of data, lighter weight, so we don't have to, like, going back to, you know, my old first job, where there was one meeting where typically managers and designers would be in one room looking at drawings. At that particular meeting, I remember we ended up hover around this CAD modeler in this somewhat semi-dark room because they like better lighting for visualizing a big screen, to actually in real time manipulating the data, making some live changes. And it was hard. There was like 5-6 different people hover around this person, you know, running this particular review. And sounds like, I'm about to see your demo too,
right,
for the first time. Sounds like your tool can really, in a way, democratizing these representation of the model in different levels. So people get, like you said, get the right data at the right time, right version, to do their particular function in, within that workflow.
Right, right. Yeah. And it's about mobility. It's about having devices like the Surface so everyone can have their own view of it. It's also about big screen devices like these. Mm-hmm. People have what they call stand-up meetings,
right,
where they literally stand around a screen, as you talked about in the old way,
mm-hmm,
but now they've got a model that they can view and manipulate and everyone can interact. So it's really a great performance improvement for people to be able to do this with a format. And JT2Go, which we're going to see shortly, JT2Go is... It's kind of a focused product. It's fairly simple. It's really about visualization.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being able to view product manufacturing information in the context of the model. It's about being able to view assembly structure. And it's about being able to view metadata.
Right.
So it's a viewing tool which increases communication and lets you share content across your enterprise.
Right. Great. Well, you got me excited. So why don't we roll up our sleeve and get started and let's check out the JT2Go app.
Okay, great.
Great.
So let's get to it then. Let's have a look at JT2Go.
Awesome.
So I'd like to start on the homepage. This is the page where you load your models from.
Mm-hmm.
You got graphical representations of the files that you most recently loaded. And from this page, you can also access several locations. So because mm-hmm. this is a Surface 8 running Windows 8, you can work with your OneDrive, which is
right,
really very, very handy. You can work with local PC things, or you can work with a network. So I've got a file loaded here that we got from my friends over at ATK, who did a lot of work on this. I really mm-hmm. appreciate the effort they put into it. It's a beautiful file. It's a solid rocket engine. Very fantastic.
Now, I got to pause you for a second. Where does it belong to? Is it belong to some kind of a space shuttle type thing?
Right.
Or
yeah, that's Orbital ATK are the guys that make the rockets that go on. They went on the space shuttle, all the things that launch into space for satellites.
Right.
That's Orbital ATK makes all those rockets.
Wow, great, great.
Yeah, it's a great bunch of guys over there, a great bunch of guys to work with. So, I'll start by just kind of going around the interface. So obviously it's a gesture-driven application, so you can use your fingers to zoom and pan, you can rotate, you can zoom in and out. And as you look around the screen, there's the icons on the side that let you work to go home, to load models. You've got product structure. The little piece of film says that there you can look at model views, and I'll talk to you about model mm-hmm. views in a minute.
Right.
You can turn the product structure tree on and off. And on the side, on the top right corner, you see that there's some icons there that you gives you some information about the content of this particular model. And across the bottom, we've got the ability to pick some different choices for different activities, things that relate to view, to PMI. Mm-hmm. And you activate that by bringing it up and down. So also, you can access the system devices if you want to see settings. You can look at things like options and look at the help docs.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So let's get started. What I didn't say anything about yet is the jog control, which is right in the center. So the jog control lets you visually navigate the model. Mm-hmm. So you can go down and you'll see that the model tree is changing as I navigate through the model as well.
Right.
So let's stop at this loaded motor and let's have a look at what we've got in this model. So we can see that this model has model views. So let's take a look at what the model views are. So what model views are, this is the content that I was talking about earlier that gets saved out of the CAD system, which has the product manufacturing information in it. Mm-hmm. So this would be the kind of thing that a guy would take down on the shop floor. They'd have this device in hand, you go down and you'd be looking at the dimensions. You might be looking at the part on the machine, you might mm-hmm. be looking at the part in the assembly.
Right.
In this situation, you might want to share this image with someone.
Right.
You could say, well, I want to email this to someone. So if you select share, you can pick email, and it automatically puts an image of the model into the view, so that you can just type some text and send it off. And you saw that it popped up the keyboard for me because I don't have a keyboard attached.
Right.
So
and let me pause you for a second because I see this as a really powerful feature. So if I believe these are looks like electrical actuators of
Correct.
Some kind. So if I were to be in an electrical department, maybe electrical engineers, I need to think about assemble these actuators. Me in the electrical department, not the mechanical side, actually, technically speaking, don't even need to have additional software to visualize this because you just send me a copy via email of the most relevant view of it.
Right.
And I don't have to go bug the CAD modeler for that print because you just directly give it to me and you already select the right level of details for me. So you and I can make the right decision
yes,
together, right?
Exactly. And that's one of the things that the guys at ATK do with these. They'll go onto the shop floor with these devices and they'll have complex wire harnesses to work on mm-hmm. and they'll bring this in place of a 30-foot drawing. They'll bring this right into the part as they're assembling it.
Correct. This is a pretty large part, so they can actually bring this into the middle of the cylinder without carrying a bunch of drawings, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So another thing that I'd like to show you is that you can take information from these parts and you can put them into like an office document also. So say we wanted to take some information about the if we look at the nozzle, and you'll see that I can pick the nozzle mm-hmm. also directly from the product structure tree.
Right, just by touching it.
Right, yep. So now I can look at the model views that are part of this nozzle. I can pick them and cycle through them. And we've got one on the bottom here called PMI Trimetric.
Right.
And you'll notice that this says see semantic document, separate document for parts list. So what I can do with this is I can just, to make that parts list, I can take a snapshot of this. And then I can go over to
share again, yeah, or the Word document.
My Word document, mm-hmm. which I should have had opened. And then I can just take this doc. I can take that image that I grabbed, and I can just paste it in. And now mm-hmm. I've got the beginnings of a document that I can use. It just makes my job easier to share information.
Right. Right.
Okay. So let's have a look at Solid Edge.
All right. Excellent.
Now, so Solid Edge is a system that is designed to help let you make models. So we've been mm-hmm. talking a lot about JT files.
Right.
So what I've got here is the JT file that we were looking at, and I imported it into Solid Edge so that I can work with it in what's called synchronous technology.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what Solid Edge is going to let you do is let you take this with you because the application is a Windows 8 application.
Right.
You can take this with you and into mobile environments and work with it. To do design work the way you might work with JT2Go, so to do visualization work.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at this part. So I'm going to go and I'm going to just move a face. And again, I'm using something called synchronous technology here. When I pick the face, it gives me a vector, and I
right.
can pick the vector, And then I can move that face either by entering a dimension or by moving the face, or just dragging it with the stylus.
Which in this case, you can lengthen or shorten that, the full length of the cone.
Right.
Right.
So I didn't, so if I drag it out, and what also I can do, in some situations, you'll have a dimension, and you can pick a dimension, and then actually enter a new value for the dimension.
Right, for the angle of the cone in this case.
Right.
Yeah,
excellent. And so you've done all this work, and now you might want to save this model again. Well, you could save it as a solid edge model, or you could save it as a JT file.
Right.
So there's options to, when you go to your save, you can save as, and Solid Edge gives you a significant number of things you can save as, and one of them is JT.
Right. So, right. So with this saving to JT files, my understanding then is other CAD systems can also read.
Right.
And you know, further manipulate if they want to on what you just changed in terms of the angle of the cone or length of the cone and whatnot, and then the design flow can continue.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. You can bring the file into other systems and do in a multi-CAD environment.
Right. Thank you, Mike. Thanks for demonstrating JT2Go and Solid Edge. Really awesome tools for CAD modelers, designers, and engineers. Now, I happen to be able to shake some hands and with some help with friends in the Windows team, we brought in the Cube 3D printer. So I know that I have some past colleagues who work in the manufacturing space and they love to have these kinds of gadgets and to create prototypes. So can you give us some context how your software can actually work with a tool like a Cube 3D printer?
Sure. Yeah, you saw that we started the 3D printing process with JT2Go. And like you said, we wouldn't necessarily want to print a component from a rocket, but we might want to print a component smaller like this, even as a prototype. So let's go ahead and print this impeller now.
Yeah, let's do that.
And so what I'm going to do is pick the impeller off the screen. I'm in 3D Builder, which is a product from Microsoft right now. It's really very easy to use. I'll just pick the print option. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and print it. It'll come up and tell me what printers I have available. So I'm going to pick 3D Systems Printer, give it some parameters, and I'll say go ahead and print it.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much. This is amazing technologies, and I sort of wish that I have this kind of equipment and solution back in the early days when I was an engineer. So I'm sure my friends are super excited, too, who are in this manufacturing environment today. Now, for the audience, we have lots of links where you can download the actual Windows 8.1 app for the free JT2Go software. Running on Windows 8.1 and Surface Pro 3 and other Windows tablets. We also have other links to learn more from the website on Siemens about the JT2Go, as well as other videos for the Launchpad series, for other ISV application. But before we go, though, you had mentioned, I think it's teased the audience a little bit,
right.
There's a special offer for the audience. Can you share with us what that is about?
Sure. Yeah, so now till the end of June 30th, if you buy Solid Edge, you buy a full system of Solid Edge, you get a Surface Pro 3 for free.
Wow, that's an amazing deal.
It is an amazing deal.
Yeah, and it looks like for any customers within the United States with a physical address will be applicable.
Yes, it is restricted to U.S. only.
Right, but really, if I think about it, this could benefit a small machine shop up to an enterprise.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. If you're even considering purchasing a system for CAD today, you should probably take a look at this.
Right. Great. Well, thanks again, Mike, for coming to
Redmond
for this show. We'd love to have you back again. We know that your team in Siemens is continuing to innovate and add new features, functionalities, and so on for our designers and engineers in our customer environment. So we'd love to have you back again.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. So with that, this is another episode of the Launchpad series. We'd love to see you soon in the future episodes. And don't forget, the JT2Go app is free, as well as the current offer for getting a free Surface Pro 3 unit if you purchase the Solid Edge product from Siemens. So thank you very much for viewing this episode. Have a wonderful day.